The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such an exciting and happy Saturday.
Well, not only that, it's a beautiful day outside. We came in with the top down on the car.
That's always fun.
It always is.
Yeah.
See that, you know, great blue sky with an occasional cloud. Just absolutely gorgeous. Great temperature. It's going to get warmer towards the end of the day before the thunder showers come. And, you know, that's a typical August weather day.
Yeah, that's normal.
But we're going to enjoy it before that. Maybe we'll jump into the pool later on.
That sounds good.
Maybe have your grandchildren over.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's great here on Real Estate Radio.
I actually have a class I'm taking today, I think.
Oh.
I forgot. Yeah.
You're going to have, you have any shout outs to do?
I do. You know, so it's interesting. We have two closings coming up this week. One Monday, which is Pete and Mackenzie. So Mackenzie's my daughter. And the other is Bill and Eileen, who are radio show listeners, who we have just grown to love and adore as we've gotten to know them over time. And,
great people.
And they're moving away. So we're not going to, we'll have to be friends from a distance.
Well, you know what?
They'll be gone.
I bet that they will still listen to us from
they do like
Arizona.
Their talk radio. Yes, indeed. Indeed. But you know what? I want to tell you, it's another kind of shout out week for me, too. So I got some new customers this week. And here's the interesting connection. There's a connection. You ready?
What's the connection?
They don't know each other. I don't mean it like that. But there's a parallel. So I talked to a man named Kevin this week. His daughter Kelly's our customer. I talked to a man named Antonio this week. His daughter Melissa is our customer. And his sister Maggie is our customer. I talked to Rhoda this week. Her daughter Leela is our customer. That's like a family week.
It's a family week here on Real Estate Radio.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so funny because usually we start with the parent level first and then we get the kids. But in this case, the kids are all of our customers and now we're getting their parents. Isn't that cute?
How about that?
It's really cute. So I'm calling it family week. But I also want to give a shout out to Jean and Jim, who are our customers too, that own a house that we listed, and we're so excited to have that listing. And
oh, we'll we're going to talk about that later.
Yes, indeed. Right. I talked about it a little bit last week, but it wasn't even on the market yet. Yeah. And now it is.
Hey, one of the fun things we do on the show is talk about what special day it is. And for you Catholics, it's Assumption of Mary Day.
Lovely.
Yes. All right. And it's Break the Monotony Day. So if any of you have some sort of monotony in your life, it is time to break that. So, Angela, are you thinking about any of those things?
You.
Me? I am the monotony in your life? What are you talking about? Oh, my
steady,
goodness.
True, on the path, same thing. Now, all those things are great.
You can count on me.
I can count on you.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's also Chant at the Moon Day.
I will not be doing that.
Okay. So, I didn't say howl at the moon day. I said chant at the moon day.
Anyway,
it's also I Love Cowboys and Cowgirls Day.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, there's a website now just for dating cowboys and cowgirls.
I saw that advertised.
On TV.
Yeah, that was
really
funny.
I think that's great. It's also National Best Friends Day.
Oh, there you go.
So call your best friend day. And I know that you talk to Rhonda all the time. Rhonda's a regular listener in New York. She's your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that you will talk to her today, sometimes multiple times a day. Rhonda is listening, so let's give a shout-out to Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda.
Love you, Rhonda.
Thanks for listening. Also, it's International Homeless Animals Day. So if you want to adopt a pet today, today is a great day to do that.
I don't want to.
No, I know. We're not
It's not fair to any animal for as much as we work.
It's not.
No. Maybe when we retire.
And National Leathercraft Day. Now, my brother did that. My older brother did that when he was a teenager. There was a store called Tandy Leathercrafts, that's no longer in business. But he used to make belts and engrave them. One is National Failures Day, which is an interesting one. It's a day of using past failures to remember them and then to achieve success. Remember, you think of Benjamin Franklin, how many inventions he had?
Yes.
He actually had more failures than he had successes.
Absolutely.
And most inventors are the same way. They have more failures than they have successes, and they learn from their failures. And Tyson, the vacuum cleaner guy, he had more failures trying to come up with the right vacuum design to get the ones that work.
You know
the
who
best.
Else that applies to? All the sports people.
Yes, they keep
on
trying.
They have more failures than successes, especially in baseball.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they strike out more they have hits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a great batting average to have a 300. That means they're not making it on base 7 out of 10 times. Very good analogy, Angela. Hey, it's National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. We got two more.
He likes his lemon meringue.
Oh, okay. It's also World Honeybee Day.
Now, and that I appreciate.
I love honeybees, not to hang around them, but because of what they do. They provide us with honey, and I love honey. Absolutely love it.
I have to tell you, right now, lately, I've been making oatmeal, right? Making just really healthy food, and I've been adding honey. So I have to give a shout out to Greg Harris, who's with Watson Title, the president of Watson Title. He's one of our sponsors, and he makes honey.
He's a beekeeper.
Yes. I'm so happy to have his honey.
It's been fabulous.
Wonderful.
Yes. All right, one more. It's National Relaxation Day.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I have another name for it.
It's every day?
National Chill Day. What do you mean every day? There's a time to chill. Every day, there's a time to stop working and to relax.
Yeah, I don't do that.
To chill.
I don't do that. Maybe, I don't even do that in my
wait
sleep.
Wait a minute.
I dream all night about what I'm supposed to be doing the next day.
It's a time to read a book. It's a time to listen to music. It's a time to read the Bible. It's a time to watch TV. It's a time to do whatever you want, but to relax.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a time right before bed. Some people, like my dad, he takes a nap. You know, he's 95 years old. He takes multiple naps during the day.
Well, at 95, I think you should chill every day.
But there's a national day for it.
That's
and today
fun.
Is it. National
so today's
relax.
The day?
Today's
so I need
the
to
day
cancel
for
my
everybody.
Calendar and well, just chill?
Well, take part of the day and just
I don't know.
Relax.
I'm thinking I'm liking the idea. I should try it.
Cleanse your mind and just chill. You know how sometimes I jump in the pool, get on the float, and actually fall asleep?
Yes, I can never do that.
That's chilling.
Yeah, I can never do that.
Yeah, that is chilling. I can do that.
One of us is a little high strung, the other one not so much.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to tell a story, and it's not even on what I've written up, about a strange offer that some people put together.
Don't know where you're going with that.
I know, because I just thought about it. I'm gonna tell this one.
Okay.
And a question that we got from a listener that sent us an email, and we're gonna read the actual email and Angela's actual response.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of times we tell you that we got a question from a listener. Well, this is an actual one, so we're gonna read the actual one. So anyway, stay with us, everyone. We're going to answer your questions, and you can call us at 222-8255. Stay with us, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
That's right. Yes. It's a great day outside.
It's a great day every day, isn't it, Howard?
I think we should just drive around the rest of the day.
Yes.
Except you have plans for the rest
of the day. I do, but I want to drive around the rest of the
day. You're going to get learned today?
I am.
You're taking a course?
I am.
Okay. Well, of course you're going to course.
But is everybody like burned out on Zoom? I mean, there's so many Zoom things you can do. You sign up for, then they're in the future, and you forget you signed up for it till your calendar pops up and says, hey, you're taking this today. You're doing this today. I was like, okay, I'm about Zoomed out.
All right.
And then our friends are meeting on Zoom, too. So you got social time, learning time, work time. Everything's, blah.
Well, it sounds like you should, because it's National Relaxation Day.
I should chill.
I should just chill. Speaking of chill, I have a contest that's related to chilling.
Oh, okay.
And related to real estate.
Okay.
So.
Is it related to chilling?
Well, it's related to what to the you opposite. Perhaps should not stress so much about.
But so it's really related to stress.
Yes.
Which I know
what
everything
is the
about.
Number one stress of home sellers? So we have a lot of home sellers. We have some regular listeners that stress about selling their homes. What is the number one stress of home sellers?
It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because it's pretty universal.
Well, perhaps.
It is.
We'll see. So give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 222-8255.
Give us a call.
Yes.
Yes. There are several things.
Call in and guess. Yes. Because they're pretty logical.
Yeah, there are several things that it could be, but what is the number one thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So 222-8255. You know, you can call in about the contest. You can call in to say, hey. You can call in to ask a question. We're here for you. We're the problem-solving realtors.
That's right.
Yes.
All right.
Let me tell you what happened this week.
All right. What did happen this week?
All right. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, for homes and condominiums, 860 offers got accepted. Now, that number is down 5%. Why do you think it's down, Howard? I have a theory.
Okay. What's your theory?
Moms are paying attention to school right now.
Oh, okay.
It's time for school. School starts August 20th in Duval County. Okay. 588 new homes came on the market. That's up 4%. 219 of the 588, that's 37%, they're already under contract. And that number is at least 12% over the normal numbers, right?
Just incredible.
It's incredible. How many? I mean, and 12, or we've been on since 2012, right? We've never had numbers above 25%.
Well, except for the last 3, 4, 5
but
weeks.
Last, yes, yeah. Just during this pandemic time have we had that. Okay, 69 of those actually went under contract the very first day, and 561 of you actually closed on a house for yourself, and we say congratulations. That's so exciting.
Yeah, the market is just absolutely
hot.
Crazy. Yes. In fact, Florida made the national, not Florida, Jacksonville made national news this week talking about how hot the market was.
I did not see that.
Well, it was.
What did it say?
It said that
it's hot.
It says the market is really hot.
Okay. Yes. Maybe it's hot. You know what? The market is super hot here, and there's just tons and tons of reasons why. People are still moving in and out of Florida, period.
Well, mostly in.
Yeah, mostly in. We do have some people migrating down from New York, don't we?
It's, you know, they're moving not only from New York, but they're moving from other states as well.
Yeah.
Into other states. There are a whole lot of people moving out of California. And a lot of the people from California are moving to Texas. There was an interesting story that if you want to rent a U-Haul truck from California to Texas, and I'm not plugging Texas by any means, but it's a big state.
It is.
And there are a lot of people moving there because it's a great place to live. Places like Austin, which is a great place to live. It was $400 and some to rent a truck from California, and I don't know where they measured from, but from California to Texas. But if you wanted to take that same truck and go from Texas to California, it was almost $4,000.
What?
Oh, yeah. This was on national news yesterday. Because there's a shortage of the trucks in California because so many people want to move from California. Or did I have it backwards?
I think you have it backwards.
I had it backwards.
You have it backwards. If there's a shortage of trucks in California, then it's costing $4,000 to move from California to Texas.
I had it backwards.
That's okay.
It was $4,000 to move from California to Texas, but only $400 and something to go back.
Because they have so many trucks in Texas because so many people have landed there. You know, it's kind of interesting because really one of the other national statistics that has come out is saying that a lot of people, you know, in our business, people who get relocated with jobs, right? That's a big part of business. It just is. It's huge. Well, what's happening now with COVID is people are working from home anyway. It does not matter what state you live in. You do not have to live where the new employer is because you don't have to go into the office. So there's a lot of people who got transferred for jobs that's not happening anymore. It's having a huge impact on this sector of the business that, you know, there's third parties who do nothing but move people globally. And so it's not going to be required. And that is a big change. And it's also having a big impact on van lines because there's less moves happening because there's less sales, less everything.
That's correct.
So even though it's hot, hot, hot here, it's not hot, hot, hot everywhere.
Yeah, the only big mover nowadays is the military because they still move people from one place to another to get training for the particular, you know, they move from one place to another for training purposes. So,
yes, that's a great example.
How about interest rates? What's going on? Are they still crazy, crazy low?
I called Christine Kennedy twice this week about something and asked about interest rates. She's like, oh, let me check. Oh, wait, I can't give you numbers because the market's dipped again. We have to wait till it settles so we can tell you. That happened twice this week while I was on the phone with her.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But
the
Freddie,
markets are dipping and dipping.
The numbers that we tell you, though, are a composite that are taken on Wednesday of the top 25 banks that made loans for the previous week of the average borrower. So that's where we get the numbers from. They're from Freddie Mac only.
Yes. So it's not any one particular company or anything that we're getting numbers from.
Correct.
That's a great, great reminder there, Howard. All right. So the 30-year rate, it actually rose. Is that right? Am I reading that right?
Yes, rose eight hundredths.
I did not catch that. To 2.96%. This time last year, it was 3.75. The 15-year rate went up 0.02% to 2.46%.
That's
2.46%.
Still
2.46%. I love
under
that.
Under 2.5.
Yes, it's crazy. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate also rose a tiny bit to 2.38%. Now, rates are expected to continue to be low throughout all of 2020 and to be potentially lower as the virus problem continues.
So, Christine told you that she couldn't quote something because it just went down again?
A drastic decline. Yeah. So, your numbers are old. You're from the week before.
Yes. Well, right. They're always from the week before because it's a
composite. But I was on the phone with her in real time, and twice she couldn't quote me because it said the rates have taken a drastic decline.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to need you to get better information.
Well, this is what...
Because I know what happened in real time.
Well,
you're talking about old data here.
Well, she was quoting you based on your credit score. These numbers were an average of 25 lenders for the quotes that they were given to their particular lenders.
Yes.
An average.
What difference does that make?
Well, you want me to get more up-to-date
Your numbers were as of Wednesday. I talked to her on Thursday, right? And she said, oh, I can't quote you. The numbers dipped. Hang on. I'll call you tomorrow with them. So, yes. But I tell you what, if you're going from a 30-year to a 15-year, which is what I'm attempting to do or contemplating doing, it is so worth it. Oh, my gosh. The savings and interest is crazy. And for me, the difference in my old interest rate and the new one that's available, I'm paying the exact same payment. It's shaving off 9 years off my loan because I have 24 years left. I'm going to 15. So, and the interest that I'm going to spend is like $44,000 versus $178,000. So it's a ginormous savings.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to give you an example for a regular customer on the new interest rates versus what it was 18 months, 2 years ago. What it does for buying power and what it does for payments. So stay with us, everyone, and we will give that information. And we still haven't had anyone guess what the contest is, which is, what is the number one stressor for home sellers? And I want to tell you what it isn't. It isn't Angela and I going to the house and saying, what do you have to do to make the house ready for sale?
No, these are people already on the market.
Yeah. All right, stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back with Angela and Howard on Real Estate Radio. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Postal Service is warning states coast to coast it cannot guarantee all ballots cast by mail for the November election will arrive in time to be counted, raising the possibility that millions could be disenfranchised. Voters in several states also complaining some curbside mail collection boxes are now being removed. President Trump is railing against widespread voting by mail. He says it's something could easily lead to election fraud. A major union representing the U.S. postal workers endorsed Democrat Joe Biden. The National Association of Letter Carriers, representing 300,000 current and retired workers, said this week that the president's longstanding hostility to the mail-delivering agency has heightened during the pandemic. It was a winning session for the Dow on Friday. On Wall Street, it was up 34 points at 27,931. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River. So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance My Pillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Rains will continue all week long with up to about a 70% chance of rain through about next weekend. Mostly sunny days, looking for highs into the lower 90s, partly cloudy nights, lows around 75.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy. Anyway, it's a happy Saturday.
How much wine did you drink last night?
You think it's still my body?
I don't know.
Did I have it for breakfast?
Hey, I want to talk
maybe
about...
Maybe it wasn't grape juice. Maybe I poured the wrong bottle this morning. What do you think? I'm just kidding.
Drink some more coffee.
I'm funny.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
Are you?
Am I funny?
Yeah.
I'm the straight guy in this relationship.
Yes, you are.
All right, let's talk about affordability. You know, even that we've talked about prices are going up. They're up 4 or 5% compared to the same time last year.
Yes.
Affordability is actually easier. You know, I hate to say it's decreasing because affordability makes things, you know, do I say decreasing or do I say increasing? It's just like when you say, you know, air conditioner, you want to turn it up or turn it down in the summer. Anyway, I think you know what I mean. Affordability, it's getting easier
to
purchase. It's getting better.
Well, but its qualification is not getting easier.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
But it's getting easier due to low interest rates. So I want to give everybody a simple example.
Okay.
And let's talk about a $300,000 mortgage at 3%, not versus what you may have gotten a couple of years ago at 4.5%. You would save between 3% and 4.5%. You'd save $256 a month. That's $3,000 a year.
That's now, significant.
Let's look at it another way. How much could you get a mortgage for at the same payment? So if you were paying at 4.5% previously.
$2,000.
Well, it's a little bit less than that. But if you were, I'm just talking about principal and interest.
Oh, like $1,400.
And now you want to pay the same amount. Mm-hmm. How much would the amount of
what
mortgage
could you
be?
Buy, what could what you you're buy? Asking, right. So
it goes from $300,000
yes,
to $360,000. So your buying
so
power is going up 20%. 300,000 to 360 is a 20% increase in your buying power. That's an incredible difference.
And you went down in your example of 1.5% on the rate.
Yeah, and some people
and
are.
And you went up 20% in buyability.
Yeah.
Affordability. That's awesome.
How about that? So this explains why so many people are entering home ownership market and why so many people are refinancing. And
yes.
If they plan on staying in their home for several years. Now, if you're only planning on staying in your home for 1 year, it's probably not worth it because to refinance, there's a cost involved.
Sure.
You know, and Christine Kennedy can help you decide whether it makes sense to refinance or not. So you can give her a call. She's with Success Mortgage Partners, and she'll help you figure out whether it's worth it to refinance. You can give her a call, 514-6969. Now, I will tell you that the cost of refinancing is going up with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Why they are doing this, the only thing I can say is greed.
Profit
and greed. So
well,
they're adding on... they're adding on a half a point to the cost of refinancing. Half a point means, you know, a half of a percent.
You're going up 50 basis points.
Yeah, that's half of a percent of the amount of mortgage. So if it was a $300,000 mortgage, then it's $1,500. So
it's a fee.
It's a fee.
And it's getting passed on to the lenders, which means it's getting passed on to the buyers.
Yep.
So just be ready for that when you go to refi.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Now you can add it on to your you can put it into
you can roll it
the
in.
Mortgage.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay it out of pocket.
Right.
But it's still going to be there. And that's any loan that is going to go to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
And that just became effective Wednesday with no warning. No
well,
no note came out and said, "Hey, starting next week." No. It
well,
just said this is it. Here's the new charge.
Well, it's actually effective. Any loan that's going to go to Freddie Mac on September 1st. But, of course, any... You
well,
know,
look where we are, Howard.
Well, when you go to get a loan, it takes time for the loan to be processed and then get transferred to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
It's effective.
So anything that's in process right now that... going.
Yeah, as long as they haven't given a disclosure on it. Yep.
Yep. So, all right. So that's the affordability comments. And we talked about interest rates. I want to talk a little bit about strange offers.
Okay.
We got a strange offer recently on one of our listings, and it was a lowball offer. And the reason that they gave for the lowball offer is because they didn't like some of the things, and they just wanted to change them.
If that's personal preference, and you can't do that. I mean,
well, you can
you can ask, but it doesn't make sense to the seller.
Yeah.
It's nothing that can be resolved. It's nothing that can be repaired. It's nothing, you know, if you don't like how something is, then why are you buying that house? Go buy a different
exactly.
house.
It's like they wanted to remodel the bathrooms and they wanted to remodel the kitchen. It's like that doesn't make any sense to put in a lowball offer. It's like if you don't like the house, okay.
Well, and the part you're leaving out is this house has already been remodeled.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't to these people the way that they liked it. It's like I said about millennials buying houses. They buy them and then they want to fix everything, make it different. And there's nothing wrong with what is there. It's just they don't maybe like earth tone colors and they want to flop it to gray and make a gray and white marble looking house. Okay. It's the same circumstance here. This house, there's nothing wrong with it. It's in pristine condition. So, and then, you know, and then they're saying, no, we have to change everything. That's your own taste. That's your own decision. You can do that on your own dime, not on the seller's.
Right.
But it doesn't make sense.
Because the next buyer will come along and say, I love what's there.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't make a lowball offer when everything is fine with the house.
Yes.
It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, obviously, if the house was, if all of those items were 20 years old, we get it. They're old. They're tired. They're not current and attractive. I get then saying, yeah, we got to come at this low offer because we need to do these things. But that wasn't the case in the one you're chatting about.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got a question from a listener this week, and it was a great question. So you know how you own a house for a long time and you have a pool in the backyard? I mean, anyone who has a pool in their backyard already knows their kids start swimming in February. They're kind of over it by June. You didn't get in till May. So you're thinking, we can at least go through the rest of the summer. Kids are already bored with the pool. But this is what happens when you have a pool in your own backyard is you do sort of the novelty of it wears off.
Well, especially if they've grown up and now they're no longer teenagers and they're gone off to college perhaps and parents don't want to use the pool.
It's my story.
Tell your story.
Okay, thanks. So, anyway, so the listener reached out because they said, you know, the pool's kind of tired looking and it's kind of, we don't use it anymore. And, you know, what should we do about that? Like, is it better to have the pool for resale? And we're not selling right now, but for resale and, you know, should we fill it with dirt? Should we do that? Many people have. We have sold houses where people have just filled their pools in with dirt because they're over it, right? They don't want to deal with the pool anymore. Here's the problem. You can see that. I don't know why, but you can always see like where the shell of the pool is. And no matter how much dirt you put into it, over time with rain and whatever, it sort of compacts. And then you can sort of always see that outline, and it's weird. So it's also a negative if somebody wants to come in and put a pool in your backyard, because if you have one there already, that means your yard's big enough for it. So someone might be looking for a big backyard they can put a pool in, but there's a pool there, so now they have to take it out, right, demolish what's there, and bring a new one in. So it's extra expense. You're better off to make your pool in great condition. Maybe it needs remar siding. Maybe the deck needs some repair. But it's such a better decision to bring it up to beauty. Excuse me.
Because it make increases it the value of the home, right?
It does increase the value of the home. And so even if you have to put some money into it to make it, you're going to get your return on it for sure. So do your maintenance. Make it gorgeous. Make improvements if it needs improvements. But the bang for the buck is there for sure. And then COVID time, everybody needs to work, live, play at home. So having a pool in the backyard is amazing. It's funny how things change for us about how important a pool could be in the backyard. Because you can't go to the community pool anymore unless you're on a schedule, right? So that was a great question. And I just wanted to share it because I feel like there's so many other people in the same situation.
All right. Yep. Well, thanks for that information.
Yes.
And great question. And if you have more, give us a call. We'll be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard.
You're the Angela. I'm the Howard.
That's true.
Hey, we haven't talked about tenancy in a while. Actually, we did last week, but we haven't, I don't think we've mentioned this in quite some time. The Fair Housing Act also applies to landlords and tenants. You cannot deny housing to someone simply because they are an ex-convict. A landlord may take into account the nature of the conviction and the recency of the conviction. So you have to treat everyone the same. Even though there might be a felon, you have to treat everyone the same. So you have to write out ahead of time what your rules are.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that way, if you ever get audited by someone, you can say, for example,
oh, in your own books.
In your own books.
I didn't
books.
Know if you meant you would advertise, like, no felons.
Well, you can say that, or you can say certain types of felons. I won't rent to anyone who is a murderer or a child sex offender, that type of thing. You can write that out. And if you write it out and treat everyone the same, then it's okay. Now, hold on a second. We've got David on the line. Good morning, David.
Yeah, I had actually two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
One, you know, the bond issues for things like the school districts are really, you know, it's important. If you've got a good school district, the value of your house is exponentially higher, right?
Yes.
If you're in like a AAA school district, you get really good, you know, your property values for your house are magnificent, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if the school districts get bankrupted in this sending everybody back to school fast, what's that going to do to the bond ratings for the school districts? And what's it going to do to property values if all of a sudden the school districts turn into charnel houses with, you know, bad advice and get your kids killed at the school district? So how's that going to deal with property values? And then just a side comment, you were talking about having felons, the right to felons getting in your property. Well, if you've ever, there's an article I ran into called Narco-a-Lago, and it describes how Trump allowed his condos, Trump Towers, throughout Florida to be basically safe havens for all sorts of criminals, international criminals, Russian criminals. And so Trump basically believes in allowing fair housing for criminals. His Trump Towers, apparently two-thirds of the ones were filled with organized crime figures from the mob. It's in an article called Narco-a-Lago.
Hmm, that's interesting. I have never read that and didn't know that. And I don't know how that lines up with this legislation that Howard's talking about screening
and fair housing.
Well,
you know, if Trump is trying to claim that he's against fair housing, but he's already turned his when the Secret Service moved into the Trump Towers when Trump got elected, or he was actually a candidate, they discovered that there was a guy who was a banker from Europe that was wanted for $60 million worth of bank fraud, and he had a condo in Trump Towers. And the Secret Service actually had to, you know, they screened everybody in the building to make sure they weren't a danger to the candidate or the president.
Mm-hmm.
And they discovered that the place was filled with organized crime figures, that there was a casino immediately underneath Trump's bedroom. And so the idea that Trump's towers were used as organized crime safe havens, that these organized crime figures didn't even have to leave the building to have their party time. You know, if Epstein is hauling in the girls and they've got a casino in the building and nobody can get in there without getting past the front gate, you know, the cops can't get in to do a raid without getting early warning from the first floor, then, you know, Trump believes in allowing fair housing for organized crime. So.
Well, he brings up some interesting things, but the good thing is it has not much to do with things here in the Jacksonville area. I was just pointing out that you can get in trouble if you don't have, if you're a landlord and you don't have rules for providing regulations for who you will accept and not accept. So that's all I was trying to bring out to people. There was a rental firm in New York that was recently fined a whopping $1 million for violating that part of the law. So, hey, since nobody has called in with the contest, I'm going to give the answer. The number one stress of home sellers is selling their current home while simultaneously buying a second home.
Indeed.
29% said that that was their number one stressor. The second thing for home sellers, the number one stress, was worrying about repairs that might come in.
Yeah, there you go.
And the third, at 15%, was, will my home sell? How about that? 15% said, will my home sell?
That's kind of interesting. Yeah. I could see that people would be worried about that. I think that the first one, though, that you said, you know, the timing, if you're leaving one house and getting to the next house, and especially if you're in a domino effect where there's like five houses involved that, you know, one goes to the other, goes to the other, goes, you know, if one of those deals in the domino falls apart, everybody loses their deal.
Yes, one of our regular listeners, who's going to be closing on Tuesday?
Yes.
He's worried about that, wasn't he? Our St. Kitts seller?
Oh, about just getting
he
his house under
that.
Contract to get to the next house. Yeah, it's very common. But most people do. I mean, the one on Monday, they don't have a house to sell. So, you know, their situation is just as stressful, right? They're just worried about, can we get out? Can we get into our new place in time, make the changes we want to make before we have to leave our apartment? And then we have to clean the apartment and turn that over. Everybody has their own stresses when they're moving.
Yeah.
Even the first-time homebuyers that have nothing to sell. It's a stressful, it's one of the top 10 stressors there is moving. So if you're leaving one house and going to another house you need to sell and buy, it's doubly stressful.
Hey, you know what it's time for now?
What?
It's time for our hot deal of the day. We're going to talk about two of them. One of them is just a lot. It's only $25,000 for a buildable lot. The address is 276 Cherokee. It's a corner lot where two roads together come together. It's on the corner of McCoy and Fitzgerald. It's a full third of an acre, a big lot to build on. And it is already cleared. It is already fenced with an opening to come and build, bring your truck on, trucks, to build your dream home. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let me tell you about one of my pride and joys, because I put the customer in the house long time ago, sold the house. This customer's in there. Now we're selling again. I love this house. I feel so attached to the house.
I know
that
you do.
It's just beautiful. So what we have here is a two-story stately home in Deer Creek Country Club, and it's located at the sixth tee, you know, when you're teeing off from there, so it's at the sixth hole. And what a wonderful lot. This lot is a half acre. It has water on one side, the golf course on the backside. It is just rolling green. It's really, really pretty. And in this home, it's four bedrooms, three bathrooms, 2,621 square feet.
But it feels so much bigger than that.
It's because it's these volume ceilings. I mean, in the family room, it's a two-story ceiling. It's beautiful. And the other ceilings are tall, too. They're like 13 feet tall. So, I mean, everything is just sort of a soaring, beautiful space. And the other thing nice about this is they have floor-to-ceiling windows. So you have these big windows, and then you have transoms at top, and that goes all across the back so that you can see the golf course. So it doesn't matter if you're in the master, the dining room, the family room, you know, or you're out on the patio, the breakfast room, everywhere you can see the golf course from there. So it's really, really super spectacular. If you like golf course views, if you don't, you wouldn't find that spectacular. But I'm telling you, it's gorgeous.
Well, you said something interesting,
too. I mean, I don't golf, but I'd live there.
You said it's a half acre,
yeah.
But it feels like it's an acre because the golf course is behind you.
Yes.
And the golf course is so big,
yes,
that the fairway and the tee is way, way behind. So it is.
So all you see is green, green, green.
So, so big.
Yes. So you don't own all that you can see.
Yes.
There's a point at which your lot stops and the golf course starts. But no, you have a huge backyard anyway. One of the things I love about this home is it has been lovingly remodeled. So everything's done. All the bedrooms, the kitchen, the floors, everything. So while I tell you it's a 1993 house, no, it's more like a 2016, 17, 18, something
like that. The bathrooms have been done also. Now, this house is truly beautiful and worthy of being in Deer Creek, because Deer Creek is an upscale neighborhood. You've got to talk about the huge, and I mean huge, screened-in porch.
Ginormous. Yeah.
Hey, we want to thank you for listening. The Van Wees are here. They got a thumbs up telling you about how good the week has been. At the beginning of the year or sometime during the year, the stock market was way, 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 way down. It's already back to where it was. And that is just fantastic. So they're going to tell you about all the good news that has occurred. We want to thank you for being with us. God bless you all. Have a great week, and we'll be back with you next week.